BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Esther Saves Her People.
Now, Esther, tell me your request so I can give it to you.
Oh, my king, if it's true that you want to grant my request, please bring Haman and come to another banquet tomorrow. I'll tell you my request at that time.
Haman was proud that he had been invited to the queen's banquet 2 days in a row. Suddenly, he noticed Mordecai once again not bowing before him. His joy turned to anger. He sent for a servant and ordered a 75-foot gallows to be built. He planned to talk to the king early in the morning and ask him to order Mordecai's death. In this way, he could better enjoy the queen's banquet. The king couldn't sleep that night, so a servant started reading official records to him. He read how Mordecai had saved the king's life.
How was this man rewarded?
He wasn't my king.
Nothing was done to reward this man? Go into the court and see if someone's there.
The servant found Haman waiting to see the king.
Bring him in! Haman, what should I do for a man that I want to honor in a special way?
Haman immediately thought of himself.
Oh, my king, you should put your royal robe and crown on him, place him on your horse, and have your most noble official lead him through the streets yelling, "This is what the king does for a man he wants to honor."
Excellent! Go and find Mordecai and do everything you've said. Be careful not to leave anything out. Haman stood there in shock, but he had to fulfill everything he suggested to the king. He spent the day honoring Mordecai. When it was over, he went home in humiliation. But his summons to the queen's banquet was waiting for him, so he had to rush to get there. After they had eaten, the king said,
"So, Esther, tell me what you want so I can give it to you."
"Oh, my king, if it pleases you to grant my request, spare my life and the life of my people. A man has plotted to have my entire race destroyed."
"Who is this man? Where is he?"
She pointed at Haman. "Our enemy is this wicked man." Haman was terrified and couldn't speak.
The king became angry. He got up and walked into the garden so he could think. Haman ran over and fell down next to Esther to beg for his life. The king walked back into the room and saw Haman lying next to the queen.
"Are you going to rape the queen with me standing right here?"
As soon as he said this, servants rushed over and put a hood over Haman's head. One of them turned to the king. "Haman has built a gallows to hang the man who saved your life." This angered the king even more.
"Hang him on it!"
Haman was immediately taken to the gallows that he himself had built. After this, the king replaced him with Mordecai.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.